Hello and welcome to the Business of Property podcast. I'm Simon. I've been investing in property for over 20 years, and if you're an active landlord or planning your next property investment, this podcast provides interesting and useful conversations to help your property journey. If you're willing and able to leave a rating or review in your podcast player of choice, I would really appreciate it. Now, this week, I'm trying something a little bit different, and it is just me on this episode. There's no guest joining me, so I am going to take the opportunity to talk through something that I do a lot of the time, and that is evaluating property. And the sort of first step in this process for me is always a desktop property evaluation. And I'm not going to talk about the financial side of it on this particular episode. I'm also not going to talk about the sort of finding a location or choosing where to look for properties. I am instead going to jump in at the point where we've got a property that we have found on a portal, so on the market, on a property listing that's out there and available. And we've already done some background searching. We've already found this property in an area that we're curious about or interested in. And I'm going to very much focus on sort of the how I go through evaluating this property and deciding whether or not I want to take it forwards in my list of potential investments. I'm not going to focus too much on sort of what I'm looking for, although that will come up a little bit, I think, as we go through these various things in this process. But it really is much more about the how I'm looking at it and how I'm looking at the property specifically. So as I said, not really too much on the financials or considering returns or cash that might be required to make an investment or that side of thing. But really, whether or not a particular property should move forwards in the process, in the sort of pipeline of potential property investments. So I've got a property. I have found this property. Maybe I found it through PATMA's advanced search to help find properties that are sort of more focused on motivated sellers or any of the other criteria that you can search for there. Or maybe I've just found this property through a normal Rightmove or Zoopla search on a normal property portal. The property portal that I tend to use is Rightmove. And hence some of the things I'm going to talk about here are sort of focused a little bit towards that. But it can work and it should work on any of the main property portals. The same kind of information is always available for property listings. I'm definitely not looking at off-market properties or anything like that. I am assuming that we've got a property listing to sort of base our investigations from. So the first thing I will always look at is the floor plans. And if there's a property listing without a floor plan, I will be very frustrated by that, because that is always what I look at first. And I'm looking at it to get an idea of the property, of the layout of the property, the room sizes and the locations, how they fit together. And I do this before I really look through the photos, because I want to be able to sort of map those photos onto the shape of the property in order to give myself a better view of how things fit together and what the property actually is like as a whole. But while I'm looking at the floor plans, I will also be sort of checking for a few other bits and pieces. So I'm mostly looking for anything that sort of strikes me as bad. So, for example, it might be a third bedroom that's really, really tiny. So it's only really sort of a two-bedroom property. So you might need to sort of reevaluate what you're looking at from that point of view. But there are other oddities that you can come up against that might sort of set alarm bells ringing. For example, I've seen quite a lot of examples of instances of bedrooms off bedrooms. And this might work well if you've got a baby or a very small child, but I think it's going to get old pretty quickly and not really work for long at all. in the really obscure, I have even found a bedroom off a bathroom. So you actually had to come off the main sort of corridor of the property into a bathroom, and only then could you then go through to the bedroom. And I'm not quite sure how anyone ever thought this was a good idea to create in a property, but I don't think that's going to be very practical. It's certainly a different take on an ensuite, that's for sure. So it's looking for sort of things like that that you might just want to rule a property out from, or things that you want to take a note of if you're not too sure of, you might want to pick up on if you get far enough down the line to do a viewing. But mostly it's about creating that sort of mental model of the property, for me anyway. So once I've got that from the floor plans, I'll then have a browse through the photos. And I'm not looking for too much detail on this sort of first go through the photos. I'll be looking for sort of general condition of the property, the overall appearance of the rooms, but also looking for the size of the rooms and the aspect and the lighting perhaps in the rooms. But it is always worth remembering that while photos can't sort of misrepresent properties, or they're not allowed to misrepresent properties, they will often be a little bit sort of adapted or slightly unrealistic. So one of the most common cases of this is when the photographs are taken with certain lenses that sort of stretch the edges of a property, edges of a room in this photo or these photos. And that's obviously makes the rooms look a little bit larger than they really are. You can normally tell this from looking at photos because there's a sort of distortion to them that just makes them look a little bit odd and a little bit strange. But it is definitely something to look out for. And that does always annoy me when that's the case, certainly if it's done too much, because you just can't get a real feel for the property. Something that's much, much better is when there's a 3D or a virtual tour available on the property. Because these give you so much more detail and an awful lot better feeling for the property. And also, they tend not to have any of these strange lenses applied or any other sort of bits sort of touched up in them. Because you can't really do that in the more detailed virtual tour images. And if you have got a virtual tour, I will tend to spend a bit longer looking at this and a bit longer going through this and walking around the property, and actually sort of looking up and looking at the ceilings, looking in the corners of rooms, looking down at the floors. And it can give you a much, much better feeling for the property and the overall view of the sort of current status and current condition of that property. So once we've done that and we've looked through and we've got a really good feeling for the layout and then the appearance of the inside of the property, that the next thing I will want to look at is the outside of the property. And thankfully, there are some fantastic tools these days to do this. Obviously, one of the best ones is Google Street View, and it doesn't cover everywhere, unfortunately. Things like private roads these days aren't covered, and of course, newer developments and things often haven't been covered yet. But generally speaking, most places in the country are covered by Google Street View, and it is an absolutely fantastic tool. If you're using the Patma browser extension, there's also a sort of convenience add-on tool within that. And it's just a button to view the property or find the property on Street View. And rather than just putting you into Street View, as the portals often provide already, it puts you into a split screen view where you've got Google Street View at the top and Google Maps at the bottom. And I'll talk more about how these sort of work together to enhance each other. But the location that you're viewing in the Street View is shown with the little orange pin on the map in the bottom half, and they're connected. So as you move around in Street View, your little person, your little pin will move around the map as well. So you can use that to give you extra information as you're looking for things. So there are lots of things to look for. First of all, though, you have to find the property. Typically, when you open this tool up, or when you open Street View on a portal generally, it'll put you near the property. But quite often, it's just the center of that postcode, and it's not actually outside the property you really want to be looking at. So first of all, you have to walk around in Street View. walk up and down the street, round the corner a bit, etc., until you find the property. And of course, you have to look for sort of clues in the photo from the portal listing in order to find the correct property, looking for the right color front door or the right shape of windows or the correct tree in the front garden and whatever it might be. But it can take a little while to walk around and find that. A little bit frustrating, but normally you can get there in the end. So then once you've found the property, obviously you want to have a bit more of a look at the property. You've probably got the agent listing, agent photos to give you a bit of an idea on that already. So really what Street View gives you is looking around the property. And you want to look at the other properties in the area, look at the neighbours, look at the left and right property, but also turn around in Street View, look across the road, look at the other properties that are up and down the street a little bit. And again, really, you're just looking for sort of an overall feel for the area and an overall feel for the properties in that street and looking to make sure there's nothing that sort of really sets any alarm bells ringing. One of the main things I would look for in the street as a whole is sort of parking and the cars and the sort of arrangement and amount of cars and parking in the street. So you might be looking for parking for the actual property itself, although you might also have a driveway or something. But regardless of that, I would always recommend looking at the cars and the parking in the street as a whole, because it's not just whether there is parking available, although it is definitely important, not just for your potential tenants, but also their guests and things. But you're also looking for how easy it is to drive down this road. Is there parking on both sides of the road? Have you only got a single lane left down to drive down this road? Or maybe, worst case, you've got a smaller road with parking scattered between the sides. You have to weave around to actually get down the road. And it's just going to be a frustrating road to navigate and potentially live on. So it's probably not ideal. Are there any sort of obvious problem areas around or sort of areas that would be difficult to access with a car? But assuming the car access is good, then you also want to have a bit of a look at the ease of access for pedestrians as well into the house. So the agent photo will normally have sort of the front of the house visible to you, and there might be steps or something leading up to the front door or something like that. But you might want to look a bit further around in Street View, because maybe there's steps up to the front garden of the property or a ramp up to it or some other sort of slightly awkward access that isn't shown in the photos because it's not sort of really right at the property, right at the front of the house. But it is still something you need to consider for general access to the property. So we've found our property. We've had a little look around the property and at the front of the property and checked access and checked parking. So then the next thing I will always do, now that I know which property it is, and I've got my little pin on the map in the lower half, so I know exactly where it is, I'll turn on the satellite view in Google Maps. And this means that I can look at the sort of border of the property a bit. I can probably work out where the edges of it are in the satellite view. And I can also have a look at what's around it. So typically I will have a look at whether there's access to the back of the property. If this property has a garage, quite often they would be remote from the property. So where is that garage? How easy is it to access it? Can you easily walk from the house to the garage? And could you potentially run power to the garage? So obviously that might be useful to just make that garage more usable. But also, I think increasingly that's going to be relevant for charging electric vehicles as well. So that is something I certainly look for these days. So what is around the property? So immediately around the property anyway. But then once you've got that covered, I'll then zoom out a little bit as well. And I'll look at the wider area around the property. So here I'm looking for sort of, is there an area of larger commercial or industrial buildings nearby? That may well not be a problem, but it could be something to be aware of. Are there any water treatment works nearby? That might be more of an issue, or maybe a rubbish dump or some other significant thing in the area that you would probably want to be aware of. Even if it's not within a street or two, it could still be an issue if it's sort of a few streets away. So it's definitely something to look out for. And they tend to be quite obvious when you're looking on the satellite view. I think it's also worth looking for some positive things in the area as well when you're looking at satellite view. So are there parks nearby? And check that they're sort of well-maintained. See if they have perhaps children's play area within them as well, which could be a good positive to look out for in the area of this property. So we've looked at the inside of the property and we've looked at the outside of the property and what's around the property. And assuming we're sort of happy with this and think that it's worth continuing investigations, the next thing that I would normally come back to is now looking at the EPC for the property. I would look at both the current and the potential ratings on the EPC. And of course, currently, you can't rent a property that's below an EPC E. So you'd definitely be looking at that as a bare minimum. But probably, I would suggest you're looking for a bit better than that. So perhaps C would be a good starting point. But you might even want to be looking at a potential that's a bit higher than a C if you want to make your life a bit easier. And if there's a lower current, you probably want to go and find the EPC and actually download it and have a look at what the recommendations are, what they suggest you would need to do in order to push that EPC up to the higher levels and reach its potential. So assuming that's all good, I will then typically start sort of thinking about the numbers involved, start thinking about the financials. And I'm not going to go into them in much detail on this episode, but I will just touch a little bit on my sort of starting process for that. And for this, I'll go back to the photos and I'll now have another look, another scroll through the photos that are on that portal listing. And it's always the case, second look through, you'll spot a few things that you didn't see the first time. But I'm also looking for what do I think would be needed to get this property ready for rental. And I'm not looking at sort of real details. I'm just trying to get a rough feel. Is it sort of just a few little patches here and there and a thorough clean and things, maybe £1,000, maybe less? Or is it a redecoration? Maybe that's sort of £5,000. Or that ballpark? Or are we looking at a heavier refurbishment, so 10,000, 20,000 plus? But I'm looking at sort of very high level ballpark figures at this point. And once I've got a bit of an idea from that, and of course I've got the listing price from the portal listing, I will then put those headline figures into a calculator. Now, I'll obviously use Patma Prospector. But if you aren't subscribed to Prospector, there is a free buy-to-let profit calculator on Patma, which you can use and works very well for this sort of headline investigation. Or if you really need to, there's always spreadsheets. And you can certainly do this sort of headline investigation in a spreadsheet. So I'll put those figures in and just check that the returns aren't crazy. Just check that the cash requirement is in the right kind of ballpark. And then, assuming it is, it's at this point that I'm going to start contacting the agent. I'm going to try and get a viewing booked in so that I can actually go around and really check in detail what this property might actually need in order to make it a proper investment property. Now, typically, I won't sort of really try and nail down the figures and the costs involved and what have you until after I've done that viewing. I've got a much better idea of what's really at the property and what would be involved. But you might at this point, you might want to start digging in a bit more. You might want to start looking at the figures in with a bit more detail and sort of running some potential scenarios and potential projects that you could do with the property. And if you did want to do that, obviously Patma Prospector is perfect for doing that and saving sort of different things you can look at and investigating different potentials there. But I think really the next step would be getting that viewing booked and going and having a look. So I've tried to cover sort of my desktop evaluation of an individual property and the process that I go through for doing that. And it started from looking at floor plans and photos to get an idea of the inside of the property. And then I used tools focused around Google Street View and Google Maps to help me get a, a view of the outside of the property and the area, both immediately and a little bit further from the property. And then I start looking at EPCs and considering the work that would be needed to get the property ready for rental and the basic financial constraints around that. And that is my sort of basic process for that. Obviously, there's a lot more involved when you dig into the real financials. There's also more that you can consider when you're trying to find an area to actually look in to find properties. But I'm not covering that at all today, I'm afraid. If there's anything else in the desktop evaluation of a property that you think I've missed, please do let me know. You can reach me on show@thebusinessofproperty.com. And there will also be a little summary, just an outline of what I've talked about in the show notes, which you can always use and keep for reference, plus a link through to the completely free buy-to-let profit calculator that's available on Patma. And that's all for this week. I will look forward to speaking to you again next week.